The study by researchers at Oxford University has not been peer-reviewed. It has not appeared in science or medical journals, but it's expected to eventually. And transmission line opponent Tom Krieger hopes that when that happens, the study will prove there may be serious health risks for those living near high-voltage power lines.
Maybe we can get some standards set up where transmission lines have to be sited a minimal distance away from residences, or the utility would have to purchase that residence so that we wouldn't have people being exposed to it.
The 7-year study examined cancer rates in 70,000 children living within 300 feet of high-voltage power cables. One report in the British press suggests children's leukemia rates could double because of electromagnetic fields. Another media report found the cancer rate was only slightly higher than normal. John Mulder is a professor of radiation biology at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He says the Oxford University study may very well show a health risk, but until the researcher releases data for inspection, the public can't be sure.
You cannot draw any conclusions on the initial press reports of these types of studies. They're frequently wildly wrong, especially in this case where no one has even seen the study.
Mulder says most of the previous studies have not linked childhood cancer and power lines or have shown a weak association. But Krieger, from the group Save Our Unique Lands, says many studies are suppressed or biased because they're funded by utilities. As for the studies that do suggest a link, Krieger admits they fail to prove whether electromagnetic fields or other factors are the cause.
The thing that's always been missing in the past is really the smoking gun, the link as far as the actual cause. We know there's an increase, but we don't know if it's the magnetic field that causes the increase.
There's also the question of whether distance from a power line is a good indicator of potential risk. Mulder says the power distribution system to homes causes more exposure than transmission lines. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.